brothers and sisters, and welcome to Food for the Journey. Let's take a look at the first reading for today from the prophet Isaiah, chapter 26, verses 1 to 6. On that day, they will sing this song in the land of Judah. A strong city have we. He sets up walls and ramparts to protect us. Open up the gates to let in a nation that is just, that keeps faith. A nation of firm purpose you keep in peace for its trust in you. We certainly have a time right now where we need to really trust God. The political situation right now is very, very challenging, and we need to pray, and we need God to help us. And the reading tells us, trust in the Lord forever, for the Lord is an eternal rock. He humbles those in high places, and the lofty city he brings down. He tumbles it to the ground, levels it with the dust. It is trampled underfoot by the needy, by the footsteps of the poor. Oh, brothers and sisters, how strong are we as a church? How strong, how full of faith are we? How much do we believe? Do we have people that just go periodically? Don't do that. Give God 2 hours every Sunday or Saturday night, but give God time. Please. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. This is Psalm 118. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in man. It is better to take refuge in the Lord than to trust in princes. Open to me the gates of justice. I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord. This gate is the Lord's. The just shall enter it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have been my Savior. When we're going through difficult times, and right now in the Advent season with all the turmoil in our world, Psalm 118 is a very good psalm to pray every day. We give you thanks, and that we know that it's better to take refuge in you, Lord, than in man. Yes, we need to obey authorities, but we know that the Lord sees everything, and he knows what we need. Better to take refuge in the Lord. Open to me the gates of justice. I will enter them and give thanks to the Lord. The gate is the Lord's. The just shall enter it. I will give thanks to you, for you have answered me and have been my Savior. There's so many ways in which God saves us from things. I was struck by them. And this is just a very little example. I was in the backyard of my home, and when I was a little girl, probably about 9, and I was walking across the grass from my dad's garage, and I stepped on a hole. It went down, and it was a group of bees that were in there. And my goodness, did they yank. My dad came running out of the garage. He got his pliers, told me to take a deep breath, and he pulled them out. That was a very painful experience. And I listened after that to always have something on my feet. Not that there were others there, but you never know what you're going to step on or step around. But we want to step into the Lord's house. We want to be cared for by the Lord. We want to ask him to show us the way. O Lord, grant salvation. O Lord, grant prosperity. Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord is God, and he has given us light. Brothers and sisters, the Lord loves us. But he wants us to draw near to him. He prepared a place for us. and we've taken it into our own hands far too much. We need to trust the Lord. I wish I could count on every person saying that to the Lord every day, Lord, help me today. The Lord knows. He knows. That's the amazing thing. He does know what we're dealing with. And it might be something very big. It might be something small. But whatever it is, if there's no way for you to handle it, take it to the Lord. Say, Lord, show me the way. And if you say, I don't have much faith, ask him for it every day. And believe me, you will receive it. Read the scriptures, especially the New Testament. Read the scriptures and know that God loves you and wants to speak to you through his word. He wants to lead you closer and closer to him. And then we take a look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 7, verses 21 and then 24 to 27. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven." You can't just say, "Oh, Lord, Lord, hello, Lord, I'm busy." We need to have time with him, and we should have time with him every day. I don't care what your schedule is. If you do what the Lord is asking you to do, you'll be amazed at how much wisdom or understanding or hope or whatever is needed will come over the next days or weeks. But please, brothers and sisters, turn to God first. Jesus said to his disciples, "Not everyone," I'm repeating this, "not everyone who says to me, 'Lord, Lord,' will enter the kingdom of heaven, but only the one who does the will of my Father in heaven." And confesses it when we don't, when we know what we didn't do. Confess it, be free. You don't have to carry the burden and ask God's forgiveness. Everyone who listens to these words of mine and acts on them will be like a wise man who built his house on rock. The rain fell, the floods came, and the winds blew and buffeted the house. But it did not collapse. It had been set solidly on rock. And everyone who listens to these words of mine but does not act on them will be like a fool who built his house on sand. The rain fell, the floods came, the winds blew and buffeted the house, and it collapsed and was completely ruined. Brothers and sisters, we're living through some difficult times right now worldwide, but we haven't seen the worst of what could happen to us. We don't know. We want now to turn to the Lord and say, "Lord, give us help, give us wisdom right now. Give us insight, give us understanding for our country, for our state, for our people, for our families whom we love. Lord, help us. Help us to seek the wisdom of God. Help us to turn to the Lord every day and ask him to give us what it is we need for the day. I sometimes thought I wanted certain things, so I asked God, just help me to have what I need for the day, and I didn't get them. I actually had to laugh at the end of the day. But I know that he heard my voice, and that's what's so important. Here we are in Advent, and Catherine Daugherty, who I've met a number of times, she was born in Russia. She established the Friendship House in New York in 1938, and later the Madonna House in Combermere, Canada. And brothers and sisters, she was a very holy, good woman. brothers and sisters. Once again, she writes, we are in Advent, which reminds us beautifully of Christ's first Advent in time. For while he is coming, he is also with us now in many ways. He is with us in the tabernacle. Incredible love that he is. He could not separate himself from us. He also walks among us in all his priests. Through their hands, he multiplies himself in the hosts so that they can feed us with the bread of life himself. How immense must be his love for us. Think for a moment, she says. Allow a few moments of silence to interrupt your reading of this page. Try to comprehend the lavishness of God's love for us. Daily, millions of hosts are given in Holy Communion to the faithful throughout the world, and each host is Christ, coming in tremendous love to be united to each and all. Think about that now, she says. Exclamation point. Let every day be the day of beginning again, of loving Christ a little more, of hungering for him a little more, of turning our face to him. To accomplish this, all we need to do is look at the person next to us. We must never forget that we shall be judged on love alone, and that there is only one way to love God and prove it to him, by loving our neighbor, the person next to us at any given moment. I repeat, turning our face and heart to Christ simply means turning to the one who is next to us at this particular moment in our life. If we do that, dearly beloved, we shall be saints. That again is Catherine Doherty, who was born in Russia. She died in 1938. Brothers and sisters, we are so loved. Let us return that love to God. Let us give him something. Think about this Advent. As the Lord, Lord, I do love you. Is there one thing that, I've done this and I've done that in the past. Is there something this year you especially want me to do? Is it praying for our country? Is it praying for your family? Is it praying for yourself? That's not selfishness. You can pray for yourself. Brothers and sisters, God wants his love to encompass this world. For this Advent, ask the Lord to enlarge your heart, that you may know what he has done and is doing for you day in and day out. He loves you, and you say, oh, yeah, well, God loves everybody. No, he knows us. He knows us by name. He loves you. He does love all those other people, but he loves you. Take heed and draw closer to him. For a free copy of my booklet, Hope in the Midst of Suffering, please call our toll-free number 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to our website, renewalministries.net/FFJ. That's renewalministries.net/FFJ.